that.
Almost. Okay, yeah, perfect. And then there's this. And you're basically using your hand gestures to storytell in these classical dances.
Yeah. So it's like hula dancing is that way too. They have a story that they do.
Exactly. So with all these, you know, hand gestures, you can tell. Even just this in itself is actually a gesture for prayer.
Nice. That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well. I'm not much of a dancer, but I like to dance. I'm just not very good at it.
Yeah, no, dancing was not only a form of fitness, an outlet for either stress or just life in general, but you get to learn a lot. So you get to learn a lot about our culture, religion.
Sure.
And it's a form of expression. Yeah. So there's storytelling through these forms, which I guess when I was younger, I didn't really know. The teacher would just be like, okay, you know, do these hand movements.
Right.
And this is what each hand movement means. But now that as I got older, I was like, oh my gosh, like I was actually learning how to tell a story via fitness and dance and using your body language to tell a story, using your facial expressions to convey something. Yeah,
that is
so
neat.
Looking back, I'm like, what a great experience. Yeah.
That is awesome. So, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I had a, growing up, I was just finishing college, and a friend of mine who ran the local Little League, he called and said, you know, I've got a real problem. My coach is sick. And I've got one on the team. I have a coach, and we were good friends. And I always played baseball anyway. So we wanted a coach. And so I had these 8 to 12 year old boys, and I said, I'm graduating from college, getting ready to grad school.
I just need a little bit of glue before I'll let you guys head out. That is, and what I mean by that is, if you could give me just a sort of little bit of silence, we both kind of like take a drink, maybe look out, thing.
Okay.
A little bit of a kind of like getting to know, you know, sort of pause. It helps me with editing. So I get more and then I'm going to do one with exactly the same thing where we take the Cokes out as well.
Take the Cokes out?
Yeah, you don't worry. If you first of all give me a silence, but eventually you're just kind of doing your hand behind the toilet. And, you know, just kind of look, take a sip, look out. You know, it's kind of like, it gives us pauses in the conversation.
Okay,
give it 2 seconds and go for it.
Well, it's been fun.
Perfect. I'm going to ask you to do exactly the same thing again.
Without the drinks, huh?
Without the drinks.
Okay.
And exactly the same, and action.
All right.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are only boarding Group A for flight 1729 to Fort Myers. Here at gate number 3, Group A only. You're now welcome to board at this time.
Okay.
I'm going to pop these back in, and I'll finish the order to wrap out, and you guys can head out.
Okay.
I don't know, I mean, I don't wear heels. I don't know how many
do. Who was Coke Zero?
I don't know.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, that way around, wasn't it?
I think it was like that.
Yeah. All right, so I'll send the server in, but just chat amongst us.
Okay, so anyway, I went ahead and coached, and it turned out to be a great experience. And the weirdest thing was that was the most important training I had for teaching, because if you can keep 8 to 12 year old boys focused on anything, and I could do it. And when I started teaching, and you know, they don't teach you how to teach in graduate school. That's the last thing you do for some reason. And I got in front of the classroom, and it just all clicked. It just, I knew how to do it because I had, and it, now it was years before, it was 2 or 3 years before that, but I just had the, feeling of how to get people's attention and make them communicate. And so it's just funny, like just when you're dancing too, it's just a really neat way to train yourself.
Are you guys finished?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, I'll take these out of your way. I hope you really enjoyed your experience.
We did. Very much so.
So good.
Yeah, we're really good.
Good.
Okay, bye.
Group A.
This has been fun, man. I really appreciate it.
Flight 1729 to Fort Myers. Here at gate number 30.
part of the...
Yeah, and I did a long interview with Lucy. Did you talk to Lucy? Is that who you had?
Yeah.
She's really nice. I like her. I talked to another guy who's doing this. And he,
oh, really?
Yeah, and he said it was a 15-minute interview. I don't think I had an interview. You did? Really?
No.
They didn't interview you? Well, I guess
they did a FaceTime interview.
FaceTime interview, right. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I don't even know how to use people in America.
But it was long. Like, we went into everything. And,
oh, really?
Well, yeah, she and I just kind of hit it off, I guess. She's just a really nice person, I thought. But she was in her house with a cat and her dog there, you know, really like that. But, and then she said, well, can you send us some pictures of what your from your life, you know? So I sent her a bunch of pictures. And then we got into this whole thing about, she's in London, and we had a child before I was born. A child came during World War II. They were sending children over from England because they didn't want them to get killed in the war. And so my parents took in a young British boy who was 8 years old when he got there.
Really?
Yeah.
Before you were born?
Yeah, way before I was born. Yeah, I was born in 1950, and this was 1940. So they had him for 5 years, and they didn't have any kids then. My parents were married in 1933, and then hadn't any children. They didn't think they could have any children.
Because he was 33 years old.
Well, no, they'd been married 7 years, from 1933 to 1940, and they tried to have children and couldn't have any, and so they thought, well, you know, and this came along, and they said, well, we'll take this kid in.
I just wanted to let you know that your flight's about to arrive. Okay. All right, take care. Yep. Enjoy your flight.
Okay. Well, it's been nice to meet you.
Yeah,
take care. All right, take care. Safe travels. Okay. I assume this is being filmed.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, you come on.
Yeah, I guess I'll leave too.
At your leisure, again, groups A, B, and C only. And I'll welcome to board flight 1729 to Fort Myers here at gate number 30. Welcome aboard.
Okay, go ahead.
Perfect.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
We just keep walking.
I guess we better keep walking.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a safe flight. Anyway, this kid came over and lived with us, and then my parents decided they couldn't do without children, so they adopted my brother and sister in 46 and 47 after the war.
That is such an interesting story.
All right.
Don't worry, your flight isn't boarding. You're safe.
I don't.